The US strategy of sending more forces into Iraq to try to control the insurgency has taken over analysis headlines this week. Editor of the American magazine Jesuit Father Joseph O'Hare shares some of the observations with us.
Dynamics internal to Iraqi society make it nigh on impossible for the United States to prevail. The ascent of the Shiites to power, the resistance of the Sunni, the diabolical meddling of al-Qaeda, the growth of the militias, the cycles of atrocity and revenge, make it impossible for a mere 20,000 additional troops to make a significant difference, especially given the 10-month window the president has assigned for the Iraqi government to take responsibility for security in all the country's provinces. These are the obstacles the United States faces on the Iraqi side. On the American side, there is, first, the attrition of the military. The 7 additional brigades to be assigned to Iraq are not fresh reserves. They are men and women whose time in Iraq will be extended once again, or whose rotation home will be cut short, and all these units lack sufficient equipment. Even the expansion of the Army and Marine Corps, announced by Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, will not consist of new recruits, but of National Guard and Reserve members whose liability to be called up for overseas assignments will be expanded. What is needed in Iraq is more than added troop strength. When fielding insufficient forces, a good leader reaches for a settlement. In the Persian Gulf, as the Iraq Study Group proposed, the United States should be laying the diplomatic groundwork for a regional peace settlement. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.